This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Utah say the suspect is not in custody yet following today's fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk. It conflicts with an earlier post from FBI Director Kash Patel saying that a suspect has been taken into custody. The founder of the conservative group Turning Point USA was speaking at an outdoor event at Utah Valley University today.
The shooting happened before a crowd of hundreds on the campus of Utah Valley University, where Charlie Kirk was kicking off a fall tour of college campuses. Kirk's on-campus events would feature him engaging with members of the audience who often espoused views contrary to his. It was during a back and forth on mass shootings allegedly committed by transgender people that the shooting occurred. The bullet struck the 31-year-old near his throat. Kirk's security team quickly swept in and carried him away. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
President Trump ordered flags at half-staff through Sunday. Both Republicans and Democrats have denounced the killing and latest political violence. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Preble High School students were sharing the halls with police officers at school today after two fights broke out yesterday during lunchtime. One led to a student's arrest, and police also found a handgun with ammunition in a classroom. The Green Bay Police Department is continuing to investigate. The Green Bay School District is honoring 8 alumni with a new Hall of Fame. At a ceremony yesterday, school superintendent Vicki Bayer called the project long overdue.
During my time here at Green Bay, I had opportunities to encounter so many wonderful, amazing alumni and wondered why we aren't recognizing them. Why aren't we getting a message out about some of the fabulous things happening that our alumni are part of?
To be eligible, honorees need to have graduated at least 20 years ago, a requirement easily met by Packers co-founder Curly Lambeau. He graduated from East High School 108 years ago. Lambeau went on to co-found the Packers, lead them to 6 NFL championships, and pioneered the passing game. Another inductee, Preble High School class of 1990, Major General Anthony Mastalier, has an interstellar impact. He's the current director of global space operations at U.S. Space Command at the Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado. The inaugural Hall of Fame also includes community leaders like Emily Jacobson, East High School class of 2003, and founder of the Wisconsin Doulas Association, and Nancy Nussbaum, West High School class of 1964, former De Pere mayor and Brown County executive and director of Wisconsin Office of Crime Victim Services. An induction ceremony is next month, October 11th. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime. WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman for 97.9 WGBW.
The
News.
Brewers lose in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers lost to the Texas Rangers today, 6-3. The Rangers completing a sweep of the crew. The last time the Brewers were swept in a 3-game series was opening weekend in March in New York against the Yankees. The Brewers had 11 hits but could only manage to score 3 runs. They have tomorrow off and host the Cardinals Friday night. NFL. Packers making an interesting move, signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a 1-year contract extension worth over $13 million. Watson rehabbing that torn ACL he suffered January 5th against the Bears.
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, let me out. I mean, it's been feeling really good so far. I haven't, you know, had anything, you know, to deal with so far. It's all just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to keep my going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s with patchy fog tomorrow morning, and turning mostly sunny, warm for tomorrow afternoon, high in the mid-70s. 80s for the rest of the week and weekend. A slight chance of rain Friday night on into Saturday. It's 69 degrees right now.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're recombobulating the news on Thursday. That's right. Dan Schaefer is here, and we're going to be talking about everything coming out of Wisconsin politics, including a huge announcement in the governor's race. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
To make things right, to make people happy tonight.
It is.
Can we do that?
I think so.
Are you happy?
Yep.
Are you a happy person in general?
Yeah.
Do you just put on a happy face when you're here? Do you leave every night, you leave the studio and just you're just a miserable person?
No.
I don't think so. I didn't get that from you.
Okay. That's good.
All right. Very good. So, did you have a good day?
Yeah. Got a nice haircut.
You did. You know what I'm going to say? It's a haircut you can set your watch by.
You know, I always go in there and I say, you know, just keep it high and tight.
High and tight, baby. I'm due for a high and tight. I got probably next week I'll get in the chair.
High and tight?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, I think I told you this. I used to, every summer I would shave my head because it felt so great.
When was that?
That was like, I mean, going back to the mid-2000s. My job at Sports Soup, when I was a staff writer and performer on the show, and I had my buddy KP Anderson hired me. I was the last writer hired. And I showed up, and all the other writers had already been situated, and I walk in with my head shaved, and one guy told me 3 months later, I thought you were going to kill us. I guess I looked that scary. I think I have a nice face, a friendly face, but apparently, you know, in like 2014, I shaved my head, and Mary Picorni Donlin, who has been on this show before, the producer of some of the shows I do on PBS Wisconsin, said, please tell me that's going to grow out before we record. Like, I don't know what it is. It feels great, but it does, it puts you in a category where people think you're either an ex-con, a white supremacist, or some kind of crazy, I don't know what it is, but it feels great. When you shave your head, it feels amazing. It's liberating.
I've never shaved my head.
Dude, you gotta.
I'm good.
Why? What do you, and I don't mean to like, hold your feet to the fire here, Con, but like, what are you losing by shaving your, other than your hair? What are you?
I really like my hair. That's the thing.
Yeah. You got good hair.
It grows back though. I never want to like lose it, you know?
Cause here's what would happen.
There's a thing where it could happen. It's like you shave it and it just doesn't grow back.
You're the guy.
It could happen.
I guess it could. You could talk yourself into that habit.
Yeah, yeah.
You would meet the girl of your dreams the day you shaved your head, and she would just like, please stay away from me. Don't ever.
Yeah, I'm going to keep hair as long as I have it, you know?
Do you think you'll keep your hair? Do you have anyone in your family that, did your mom's dad lose his hair?
You know, both of them had some pretty solid hair.
Okay.
So,
My dad doesn't.
That shouldn't matter, though, right? Based on
dad, sorry,
the science. Your dad has great hair. He just doesn't have a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The hair he has is fine.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he likes to wear hats now, so.
Okay. See, now your dad might want to, a lot of guys that lose their hair shave their head. Because mm-hmm. they're just like, okay. And a lot of them look great. Like, it's a great look for this for the right person. I'm just saying I stopped doing it. Mostly because my kids both said, Dad, you look like a psycho. So.
Okay. So, just a recommendation when you go get your haircut. Just, you know, high and tight, not a shave.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I might get a body wave or a perm.
What about a mullet? Just shave the sides off, that's it.
You know, the mullet, though, is one of those haircuts that you're branding yourself. You're telling people what kind of music you like. I'm not saying there aren't guys with mullets that are like Rhodes Scholars, but typically when you see a mullet, I don't know. What do you think when you see a guy with a mullet? He likes Billy Ray Cyrus, which is fine, but I don't, you know.
I mean, I think of country probably.
Okay.
First thing that comes to mind.
But it branched out from country for everybody had one like in the 90s, you know.
I never had the mullet.
It's not too late.
I did have a little phase where I had a skater hair.
What's that?
Like, you seen Justin Bieber when he was younger? He had that long sure. hair that like...
Like kind of shaved on the sides though,
like
maybe?
He'd like flick it.
Oh. I can't see you doing that. Your hair's too thick.
I did do that.
Wow.
And it was long.
Okay.
And I'm glad. There was one time my brother was like, just get a good haircut. And I went in there, got a good haircut, and I've been using the same haircut ever since.
Yeah. I think the phrase business in the front, party in the back is one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life. So that is one thing the mullet gave to us. And I would say even in the world of country, the mullet is not that popular. They're still out there.
Oh, yeah.
But
they're everywhere.
Yeah. It's all right. This has been Hair Talk with Peach Wobble. We're coming right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a really fun show tonight. Our pal Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum is going to be in the studio tonight. And we're going to give her... Heather brought up the fact she's a huge John Candy fan. She is the one who alerted me to a new John Candy documentary called I Like Me. Apparently, not a bad word has ever been said about John Candy. I mean, people love the guy. Like, what you see on the screen is kind of who he is. And I think he might have had some drug issues or something, but nothing that, like, everybody loved the guy. Apparently, he was a great dad. He's great in every movie. He's a great actor. You know, he's funny, but he's also a great actor. So we'll talk about John Candy with Heather. We'll fill you in on what's going on across the river at the Green Bay Children's Museum. They have a really cool event coming up. They have several coming up, actually, and some great exhibits that we'll talk about. And then this is exciting, too. At 7:35 tonight, Ethan Ogilvie will be here. Ethan was on the show in April, and I interviewed him right before his screening of his film, The Threesome, that took place at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Ethan wrote it. He is the scribe, as they say, in Hollywood. And there's a great twist in the film. It's a really good, I've said this before on the show, it's one of the best rom-coms I've ever seen. Not a huge fan of the genre, but I have my favorites. And this is one of them. And Ethan will be here because we're going to discuss how his film went from this little independent film, this great script he wrote, to an independent film, to a festival darling, and now it's in the big theaters. Like, he fulfilled the entire trajectory there for a writer. So Ethan will be here at 7:35. Very excited to talk to Ethan again on Nightlight. And we have a great question tonight, and it involves something I just talked about, so let's not waste any more time and get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite John Candy movie? Very simple tonight, folks. Straightforward. He's one of those actors or personalities where we can just use his body of work for the question of the night, because even people who don't consider themselves movie nuts know about John Candy and have seen his work. So I have to say, I mean, I like the guy in so much stuff, but I'm going to have to say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, just because I think it's one of the best films ever made.
It's such a good... Every single second in that movie, I feel like you're entertained.
There is no fat in that movie.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's great. So what do you say, Con?
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
It is so funny. That's one of those movies where I'll put on, like, where I'm like, I can't find anything. But there's Uncle Buck.
Comfort food.
It is. It's so funny. He plays such a great role in that.
He's like one of the most likable. And look, I don't know the guy. I never met him. He's like one of the most likable people on screen in movie history. And supposedly in this documentary, I Like Me, that's what they talk about. Like what a likable guy he is. In most documentary films, you know, a lot of documentarians are journalists. They want to present both sides of a story. And, you know, John Candy, there's not one bad word about him in this documentary. Everybody loved the guy.
Yeah.
So, and he died. Well, this is one of the questions. So if Heather is listening, I probably shouldn't say. But he died pretty young. So we will talk to Heather about John Candy. We will give her our John Candy quiz. You can play along if you like, folks, over the text line. But if you want to answer our question of the night, what is your favorite John Candy movie? Please do so. Our phone number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on Twitter, also known as X, Facebook, or YouTube, you can drop us a stream comment there and give us a like or a follow while you're there. That would be much appreciated, too. So great to have you, folks. We have a fun show. It's Wednesday night. Here in Green Bay, the farmer's market is in full swing, and I guess they're extending it to 8 o'clock throughout the fall. Right, Con? That means I won't find parking.
Yeah.
Well, I have a parking spot, but it's a block away. What am I, a camel? I can't walk that far.
It's not that far.
It's not too bad. It's good to have a spot. And but anyway.
Know, it's good to get a nice walk, you know, in every day.
Yeah, but if it is, it's not that far. But it's like a block. It's not doing anything for me. I can't get my heart rate up.
You could run. Like
chased. Yeah, you could run.
You could run.
I could run. So, fun show tonight, folks. Be part of it. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. I will say, and I don't know, I knew you were excited about this, Conrad. The Bachelorette has been chosen for the new season. And it sounds like they've got themselves a doozy. Taylor, Frankie, Paul.
Is that all first names?
Made up? Yeah, probably.
All first names.
Yeah. And two of them are, let's be honest, two of them are hot first names. Taylor and Frankie.
Not Paul?
Well, not to me. Paul's probably a hot name to some people. It seems Paul's a very basic name. It's a solid American name. You name Paul?
Is it short for anything?
Paulette?
Paulsif?
Paula? Paulsif? I don't think Paulsif is a real name, but Paulina? Paulina? I don't think it is. But anyway, this is hilarious. I didn't know any. I am not a reality TV show guy. So I kind of found when I write the Hollywood Beats, this will be out in my beats tomorrow or tonight online. If you know, folks, I should tell people I've been writing the beats out in article style and they're on the website. So you can read the beats if you prefer the written word, or you can hear them at the bottom of the hour throughout the day on the network. But this Taylor Frankie Paul, she got embroiled in a scandal on the secret lives of hot Mormon wives. Oh, sorry, added a word there. It's the secret life of Mormon wives. They all were part of this soft swinging group. It was a TikTok group called Mom Talk. It was soft swinging. That does not mean the men had erectile dysfunction. That meant that it was just soft swinging. They weren't supposed to have sex. However, our new bachelorette, Taylor Frankie Paul, did get pregnant from one of the guys, and they had a baby, and she already had two kids. And they ended up together. So as it turns out, you can get pregnant from a kiss.
Interesting.
It has to be one hell of a kiss. Obviously, they crossed a line. She also threw something at her husband that hit her kid, and she got charged with a third-degree felony. Now, the husband was, I think, the instigator. But how bad would you feel if you're retaliating against your husband and you hit your child and you get charged with a third-degree felony? Anyway, she's your bachelorette, so tread cautiously, fellows.
Well,
not too late to throw your name in there.
I think I might.
Or wait till she ends up on MILF Manor. All right. This is Pete Schwabe in Nightlight. We are coming right back to read your text, and I'm going to tell you something cool about John Candy. We're coming right back.
Going to the beach. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into Mass Appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. You have your club card.
I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Great to have you folks on this Wednesday night. Downtown Green Bay is alive with people attending the farmer's market. You might be listening. I hope you're listening to us. But I want to let you all know that Civic Media is part of Idea Fest with the Capital Times. And that will be on the network Friday night as well. Some of you might be listening to Ideas Fest right now. And if you are, you're not hearing me say that. But Friday night, it is happening too. I will not be here Friday night. We will, we're having a Best of Green Bay show, right, Con?
Yeah, Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, and Eric Westphal.
How do you like that? Three recent graduates of the Nightlight radio show with Peach Wawa. They were all fun to have on as guests. And we decided we need to put this out there because we will still be on in Green Bay. Well, we just found that out yesterday. So we put together kind of a Best of Green Bay show, which we think will be a lot of fun with our three favorite new friends, Dan, Laura, and Eric. So tune in Friday night for that. Or check out Idea Fest. All kinds of fun stuff happening here at Civic Media this week. Conrad will be out tomorrow.
Correct.
So when you text in, it might not be Conrad that is receiving the text.
It will be Amanda Nimmer.
It will be Amanda Nimmer. And I've got something to say to her, too. Uh-oh. She had a big weekend last weekend at the Sputnik Fest.
Oh, yeah. Those what she sent was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You should definitely
her son is
the stream.
Just a costume mogul at these cons. He could probably make
awesome.
A living
yeah.
doing this kind of stuff. So
every
we'll have,
single year.
Amanda filling in tomorrow night for Conrad. That will be fun to catch up with Amanda as well. So here's a cool thing I thought about John Candy. So he was part of SCTV in Toronto. Second City has a chapter, I guess you'd say, in Toronto, one in Chicago. And John Candy was a big part of the one in Toronto. And that one was legendary. I mean, the one in Chicago is legendary, too. But Toronto turned out stars and comedic stars like Martin Short, Catherine O'Hara, Andrea Martin, Eugene Levy, John Candy. I mean, they were packed with comedic talent who all went on to have amazing careers. But the thing I thought was cool was that John Candy, they tried to get John Candy on Saturday Night Live. They tried to sort of, recruit him to be part of this other phenomenon that America had called Saturday Night Live. John Candy said no, out of loyalty to his cast members at SCTV. And that's what I'm talking about. That's everything I've read about John Candy, there's just nothing bad. And that is a really cool thing, too. Like, he could have, no one would have blamed him either had he gone to Saturday Night Live. That's what you do this for. That's what you do sketch comedy for. But John Candy remained loyal to his mates, his fellow players up at SCTV. I think that's really cool. You know what I saw today? You ever see people who walk? I don't know if you realize this. When we walk, we do opposite arm, opposite leg.
You've never noticed this before?
No. I've noticed this before. Okay. I said, I don't know if you've noticed this before.
I have.
Because you're kind of a young guy. But when every once in a while, you'll see people walking the same arm, same leg. Today, and that looks strange. Today, I saw a guy running, same arm, same leg. It was one of the most awkward. No, that's not how you do it, though. You got
to
go.
I'm trying to.
You look like a cartoon character if you try to do it.
Like Bugs Bunny or
something. It was just. I just wanted to say, do you need help or something? Like, let me straighten you out. Like, that's got to be.
Do you think he just never learned how to run and that's him trying to figure it out?
Probably. I mean, it could be like a neurological thing.
Maybe he said, he's like, this actually helps you burn calories faster.
I still wouldn't do it. He's still like that much of a goof. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite John Candy movie? Conrad Krieger, we already covered this at Uncle Buck. I say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, known simply as PTA in my house because we don't have time to say the whole title, and it's one of our favorite films. On social media, Matt says Planes, Trains. That's another one. PTA, Planes, Trains. It's just one of those movies. So iconic. Thank you, Matt. Jody Himnen, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Nick Wallander, our pal from DePere. Funny man Nick says, Uncle Buck.
Great choice.
This is going to be this is going to come down to the wire tonight. I feel like Uncle Buck is making a very strong showing toward Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
There's that, I'm not going to say it because it's part of the quiz.
Yeah.
But that one scene where he's flipping something huge is hilarious.
Yes. I love that.
And it's so good. That's like one of my favorite parts when he's making those.
It's phenomenal. And I realized that, we might not have as many texts tonight because of Ideas Fest.
Yes.
Idea Fest, which is fine if people are listening on the radio. So this could be still a contest. It could still come down to the wire, though. Dave on social media, watching on YouTube says, Uncle Buck.
It's just
3-3.
It's just such a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's not as good as Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and that is the hill I will die on.
Well,
as a movie, as an overall movie, not even close.
But I think that he shares the screen with, such a great actor in that.
Steve Martin,
and Uncle Buck.
He's the
it's
show.
Really, it's just him. He's the main guy.
That's a great point. And he, in all of his other movies that he is in, and many of them are small roles, but he steals them. He's just that great. Sidney Frankenstein. Also watching on YouTube. Love that name. I think Sidney changed the last name, if I'm not mistaken. Sidney says Uncle Buck.
There's another
Uncle
one.
Buck is in the lead.
Yeah.
Wow. We've got issues here tonight. So we've got that. I don't know. We got a lot going on. Heather Heil is here after the news, folks. We are going to give her a John Candy quiz. It's going to be pretty special. And you're welcome to play along. We've got funny clips throughout to help Heather along and see if she can guess the movie. She does pretty well with our quizzes, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd say, I don't know how many she's done. I think it's four. I think she's 4 for 4.
She's done four quizzes?
I'm pretty sure.
It's very impressive because she's only been on the show 3 times. Ethan Ogilvie is here too, folks. At 7:35, the writer of the hit new rom-com The Threesome, which is now in theaters. That's at 7:35, a jam-packed show here on Nightlight. So great to have you with me. We are coming back with our pal Heather Heil right after the news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Preble High School students were sharing the halls with police officers at school today after two fights broke out yesterday during lunchtime. In one, a student was arrested, and when officers searched for a locked classroom, they also found a handgun and ammunition. The gun wasn't on the student or out in the open. Police are still deciding on charges. Meanwhile, the Packers are shining a spotlight on high school football coaches across the state. They're looking for your nominations for Coach of the Week. Each week, the Packers recognize a high school coach for making a difference on the field or in the community. Each winning coach gets a $1,000 donation for their school's football program. And at the end of the season, one coach will be named Coach of the Year and be recognized when the Packers host the Bears at Lambeau in December. Nominations are open now, and the first Coach of the Week will be announced next week. More at Packers.com. In Green Bay and across Wisconsin, you could be waiting years to get a defense attorney if you're charged with a crime. A new investigation from Wisconsin Watch highlights the story of one Green Bay resident who's been waiting more than 2 years for a public defender. At her last hearing, the court said it had tried more than 10,000 times to find her an attorney for her 2023 drug possession case. As of the start of August, the state court system reported a backlog of more than 12,500 felony cases. For news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of The Office should probably know by now there is a spinoff of the show called The Paper. The show dropped last week and is shot in the same mockumentary style as The Office was. The pilot of the show lacked some of that natural quirkiness that The Office had. There were a few laughs, but I don't see the show going that far without a Steve Carell or Rainn Wilson. If you're interested to see for yourself, check out The Paper on Peacock. The highly awaited Task has dropped on HBO. Series creator and showrunner Brad Inglesby is also the creative force behind the critically acclaimed Mayor from Easttown. Heading up the cast is Mark Ruffalo, who is joined by Tom Pelfrey, Amelia Jones, and nightlight pal Jamie McShane. The show follows a task force led by Ruffalo that is trying to stop a series of home robberies. I watched the pilot, which aired last weekend, and really dug it. Unfortunately, we only get one episode a week from HBO. New episodes drop at 9 p.m. Sunday nights. Definitely worth a look, and if you haven't seen it yet, check out Mayor from Easttown with Kate Winslet. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight. A low in the mid-50s with patchy fog tomorrow morning. And turning mostly sunny, warm for tomorrow afternoon, high in the mid-70s. 80s for the rest of the week and weekend. A slight chance of rain Friday night on into Saturday. Currently at 68.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're recombobulating the news on Thursday. That's right. Dan Schaefer is here, and we're going to be talking about everything coming out of Wisconsin politics, including a huge announcement in the governor's race. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba, and it is so fun to have you here. If you are joining us from Ideas Fest or just need a break from Ideas Fest to laugh a little or contribute to the show, that's fine too. You can't go wrong on any civic media dial tonight. So we have a very exciting, this is one of our favorite guests. She comes into the studio all the time. She knows more about Green Bay than I've forgotten in a lifetime in my little pinky.
Thank you.
Is that a phrase?
Sure. Let's make it. If it's not, let's make it one.
Heather Heil, ladies and gentlemen, from the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's the director of business affairs, and she knows, I mean, you know, you seem like you know everything in Green Bay. How does that happen?
I try to.
But how? You have a real job that keeps you busy 40 hours a week, probably more. You still know everything that's going on. You've just told me about three TV shows you're watching, and you're preparing to ace a John Candy quiz.
I am. So, yes, hopefully. I truly believe in mind, body, spirit. So every day, yeah. Like, I take that time for myself. So I make sure that I'm doing things that are good for my mind, and I'm exercising. While I'm exercising, I will put on my trash TV shows to watch.
Nice.
So I get a little fix there. And just my community. So... And a truthful story, I went through a program about 20 years ago here in Green Bay called Leadership Green Bay.
Okay.
And it's a program that teaches you about community leadership. And through those relationships of 20 years, I just stay connected with what these amazing humans are doing in our community.
Wow.
And love to just make our community better for everyone that lives in it. And
you
I truly
became
believe
part
that.
Of a community.
I did. And so if I can support people and do those things, and I always just try to make sure that, you know, we all are giving gifts in this world, and I want to make sure that I'm using mine to my fullest potential.
I can't top that. I think we just got to end the show right there. You can't.
Mic drop.
Listen, you opened with a showstopper, and that is rule number one in show business. That.
I know, but you asked a question, and I was trying to be honest.
That's Heather Heil, folks. Hi. Prepare to be dazzled. It's just going to keep coming. You said trash TV. Do you watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
So I'm not watching that kind of trash TVs. Like the documentaries I watch are something that I can like binge and do those things. So lately I've been on The Huntington Wives. Have you heard about this show?
No.
It's on Netflix, and it is trash TV.
Really?
It is hard.
Why?
It's vulgar. It's women in the South and dirty politics and some bisexual relationships. And
women or men?
Women.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the woman lead actress in it, Margot, is the same actress that was the sister in 27 Dresses. Her name escapes me right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I can't think of it either. I'm just asking because they hired this woman, Taylor Frankie Paul, who was on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Okay.
And apparently they got caught. They were all soft swingers, but she got pregnant from soft swinging.
Oh,
doubt it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she had a child with this other husband. Then they were together, and she already had two kids, and now she's the. And she was arrested for a third-degree felony for throwing something at her husband. He was doing stuff, too. He's a bad... It was both of them.
She sounds like a good time.
But I think I'm in love.
Okay.
She threw something at him and hit the kid, and she got charged.
Oh, no.
She's the new Bachelorette. Now, these Mormon
what
wives...
What are we doing?
She was like 16, and it's a very male-dominated society.
Yeah.
I have a little sympathy, but at some point, I'm like, can't the Bachelorette pick someone... Without the baggage?
No, because it just makes the trash TV, which I should be watching that because that's right up my alley to be. I know you did. So thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
See, and that's our problem when you come on the show. We have so much fun stuff, adult stuff to talk about. But you work at this amazing children's museum.
Right. So, and I honestly, I feel because I'm 90% of my life in this G-rated Disney world.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just need to bring myself back to adult real world problems.
You go crazy and I'm like, you just have a nutty weekend.
And also, like, Pete, I just feel like it's so far from my reality that it just intrigues me of, I don't understand it. And that's why I kind of keep watching it and going, what? Wait a minute. What? Like when Dance Moms was on originally with Abby Lee Miller, I was addicted to that show.
Okay.
And it's awful. It's horrible. Horrible show.
Is that Honey Boo Boo?
No, that was before that. That's like the JoJo Siwa and those things. But just the way that these mothers acted, I could not wrap my head around because thankfully here in our community, we have some pretty incredible mothers that I just could not see treating their children that way.
We don't have your Frankie Taylor Pauls. We don't have your Charlie Sheens. He's got another one. He has a two-part documentary.
He does.
Boy, I was reading all the stuff that guy's done. I don't know how he's still alive.
Right.
And B, I'm like, should I have lived a little more? Like, am I the most boring person in the world?
Am I not doing it right?
Yeah, Conrad at least got a haircut today. I've done nothing.
It looks nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I think in keeping with your day job, the G-rated day job that you have and you do a great job at, we've got a great discussion piece tonight in John Candy, who everybody loved.
Okay, so thank you so much for talking about this with me, because literally the day we were texting about coming in, I had watched the trailer for John Candy's I Like Me, that official trailer.
Yeah.
And I really like adored him. I was sobbing watching that trailer, and I wrote down a couple of like quotes from that trailer that just were so pivotal to me. Of Steve Martin says, some things are painful. That's it. And you can't make them not painful.
Was he referencing?
He's referencing John Candy's life of how, like, he had the whole, who was the other actor who ended up ending his life because he was Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams, yeah.
Of how happy they are on the outside and how inside they're just people pleasers and want to do all of these really good things. And that, not that that resonated with me, that's not the words I'm looking for, but that really made me stop and think of, I know a lot of really happy people in my life. And
are they hurting?
Are they okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because I had heard, and I don't know much about, I try to judge people just on their work, unless they've got something crazy creepy in their closet. I can forgive most, you know.
Right.
And I thought he had some drug issues, but I don't ever remember, like, he was supposedly a great dad. His co-stars loved him. So if he was hurting on the inside, he must have been great at hiding that.
He was. And also, part of that documentary, Pete, was the producer talking about, and quote unquote, if you go a lifetime eating your feelings, drinking your feelings, smoking your nerves, it's going to show up later.
Wow.
And that was also, and I thought, we also all need to be listening to that, that we're making sure that we're not placing those things slowly into our, because that's what he did. And Macaulay Culkin is in this documentary because, of course, Home Alone series, and how John Candy was one of the first people who recognized that stuff was going on with him. And
he would check in with him every day.
Yes. How beautiful is that? Just what a kind, amazing human he
was. But also the backbone this guy had, like he was part of SCTV, which in its own right, maybe a lot of times funnier than Saturday Night Live, even in its heyday, they had some of the most brilliant stuff ever. But he turned down the penultimate gig at Saturday Night Live because he felt loyal to his players and SCTV. That just speaks volumes. So we're going to do our quiz, but let's get to some of the stuff that's going on locally here. You've got really cool stuff coming up at the Green Bay Children's Museum. My guest is their Director of Business Development, Heather Heil, who joins us here periodically in the studio. And is always a good sport about taking our quiz. We're going to give her a John Candy quiz shortly, but I want to ask you about the Enchanted Forest fundraiser, beyond the Enchanted Forest fundraiser you have coming up.
Thank you so much. So it's one of our signature fundraisers. So the Children's Museum of Green Bay has an adults evening where we raise money to help support the mission of what we're doing at the Children's Museum of Green Bay, which is to educate our children and families and give them all opportunities, everyone, regardless of their backgrounds, everyone can play at our Children's Museum.
Right.
So this helps to fund and further that mission. So the Beyond fundraiser this year, the theme is Enchanted Forest, and we try to take stories fairy stories past what you would think that they were, because we teach imagination at the Children's Museum. So let's do it as adults as well. So, for instance, last year it was Beyond Wonderland. So I don't want to give any surprises away for this year, but, last year's theme, the Red Queen from Alice in Wonderland, was actually a performing drag queen who was going throughout the evening and off with their heads and just doing submission-based things at the event. So there's food and there's drink and art and artist and all sorts of crazy fun. October 3rd, it's at Legacy Hotel. You can find more information about that on our Facebook page and get tickets. It is $200 a person to get into that. And that's your food and, of course, supporting the museum there. And there'll be some fundraising opportunities, of course, at that event.
So that's a thing for adults, though.
Correct. Adults only. Gotcha. 21 and over.
I was going to say $200 a pop is a little stiff for the kids.
Right. Yeah.
That's a lot of allowances. That really sounds fun. Do you have like a cool setting when people get there for the party? Or?
We do. So it's Enchanted Forest. So we're going to transform the lobby and the ballroom there into an Enchanted Forest. And of course, have our performers and things that you might find in Enchanted Forest doing different things and performances and just some really fun surprises.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've never been there.
To the museum?
I've never been there. I've never lived in Green Bay.
You're killing me.
I know.
You are invited any single time you want to. Just let me know, because every adult needs a child and every child needs an adult.
Who got $200? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Conrad?
I thank you.
Plus
to
one.
To party? You should. Yeah.
No, but what I want to say is like every time you come in here and I'm like, how have I not been there? And maybe we took our kids there when we were still living in LA or something and visiting. I kind of have memories of it, but like every time you come in here and you say these amazing things, I ask myself, A, how big is that building?
We're it's so small.
Bigger than small?
We're small. We are so small and we are busting at the seams, Pete. So I am still trying to raise this $1 million to finish out this first phase of this capital campaign to expand my building. And it's a huge undertaking in this climate right now. People are watching stock markets. They're paying attention to things. So, we really just need...
Do tariffs apply to donations?
They apply to the lumber I'm trying to build build my building. So that changes things.
And I don't mean to laugh. What I was going to ask you was, what is... If someone hasn't been there, like me, let's say someone doesn't even know about all the cool stuff that's there, what is your one-line pitch that would get people to the museum if they haven't been there?
It is a place for adults to learn to play and children to play to learn. That's what we do.
Wow.
So we have now.
I did not coach her, folks.
Nope.
She did not know that question.
I didn't. We have 12 interactive exhibits that we encourage those kids to navigate in what's right for them. That's how they learn the world around them. And, you know, you think of the questions of what do I want to be when I grow up? And it's very fascinating to watch children interact in the exhibits, you know, when they're in our grocery store and they're listening to everything you say. And you know that as a parent. So when they're, you know, walking to pay for their groceries, they're like, we'll just charge it. Like that magic credit card is just going to. What? Where did you, you know, so.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, just working on financial literacy with them and just doing it in a fun way.
You're so right, though. Some of my best times as a parent was when we would go to like a Gymboree or a children's museum and you just watch them go to town without you.
Right.
And you just see what they start to do and what they've picked up on in the real world that they've brought to this experience. It's so great. When we come back, folks, with Heather Heil, we're going to talk about Breakfast with Santa. Maybe we'll push
Breakfast
in for that.
With Santa. We've already like launched tickets and that's almost full, people.
Oh, come on.
I know. It's September and we're talking about Breakfast with Santa and it's almost full. So if you want to go to this, you're going to want to get
your
tickets.
We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the Fusion Express Orchestra, John Kelly, in the future.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about all this and do a John Candy quiz with our guest, the amazingly talented Heather Heil. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Don't miss your chance to see Secret Seuss at the Neville Public Museum. This creative exhibit features a collection that consists of original character illustrations created by Dr. Seuss, as well as a collection of his unorthodox taxidermy. There are also bronze sculptures of some of his most famous characters. The exhibit is only around until October 5th. For pricing and more information, including the museum's hours of operation, go to NevillePublicMuseum.org. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's almost National Forensic Science Week, and boy, is there an event for you. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Friday, September 19th, from 3 till 6:30 p.m. at Light Memorial Park, you can enjoy a free event to learn more about forensic sciences from 13 different agencies and organizations. This is great for kids trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. And it's nothing to be weirded out about. I personally wanted to be a crime scene photographer when I was growing up. And look at me now. I'm fine, right? Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Hayen Meatpacking knows 9/11 will never be forgotten. Americans all came together as one. Firefighters, police, military, National Guards, and citizens of our country united. Let's salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave soldiers and citizens who lost their lives to tragic events on a date that our country will never forget. This from Hayen Meatpacking in Kaukauna. Trusted since 1959. Visit HayenMeats.com. God bless America.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
My sweet love. Ooh, my love. My sweet love.
Welcome back. I almost tried to sing along with Billy Preston. That would
I know. I usually like to sing too, and I'm like, nope, don't even try, girl.
I sound so good when I'm alone in the shower.
Right? Or in the car.
I don't get it. Or in the car, yeah.
I loved you when you pull into your driveway and you're like, you have the music cranked, you turn it down right before you pull in the driveway, like...
Because you don't want people to hear what you're
like,
listening
okay,
to.
Yeah, like, okay, we're just pulling in my driveway. Or then, right. Or sometimes you get in your car and you didn't turn it down, and you're like, woo, I was a party right. girl last night. Yeah.
What was I doing? I do like just, have you ever been busted? Like when someone passes you and you're like, ah, like in your
singing. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I just lean into it and just like give them a
do,
show.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not mm-hmm. trying to impress you, Mr. John Q. John
just
Q. Dodge Dart Driver.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
Do you?
They look in and I'm singing and I'm just like, you know what? I'll keep going.
Just take it to another level.
Yep. Conrad, this green note is making me crazy. I can't see your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is that? Is there a memo?
There's a green memo note
memo?
There in front of me. And I'm like, Conrad, I need to see you.
It's a laminated of the times I need of breaks.
Of things that he, like technical things to what? Make you and I sound amazing. And we appreciate it. Thank you, Conrad. I'm admiring that new hairdo of yours. Don't take that from me.
Look at—he's got the tattoo. He's got a haircut.
I know, he's got it all going on. He likes margaritas.
He's had a makeover, I think, since the last time you've been here.
I know. What's good? Does he have a girl? Is there a girl?
He doesn't ever tell me. He thinks I'm like going to tease him or something. I would never do that.
You tease me all the time.
Do I really? No, I don't.
I'm just kidding. I tease you more than you
do. And I'm still trying to figure out, do I treat you like a heckler and just beat you down? Or do I, go on? I don't know.
You laugh
we're
together.
We're figuring it out. Yeah.
Exactly.
But you don't have a serious girlfriend.
No.
Okay.
Boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm cool with whatever.
Yeah, I know you are.
But is there someone new?
Who knows?
Yes.
He does not wear who he is on his sleeve other than that tattoo.
Well.
And that's not really on his sleeve.
Yeah.
I love this for you, Conrad. I love this.
Do you know anybody you could set Conrad up with?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Most of the people I know are single for a reason. Mm-hmm.
Because they're just crazy?
No, they just have, they have very specific things they're looking for in a significant other. So.
All right. Have you ever done an online dating service?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Would you recommend, I'm married.
I'm old.
So I rarely see other women.
Except when you go to the grocery store. Right?
Yes. When I go to the grocery store. Listen, I love to, my wife hates going to the grocery store. I'm like a people person. I love running errands. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird. I don't mind doing it when I have time. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Talk to the people.
Yeah, I need you both to talk to my wife.
Okay.
Let her know I'm not such a bad guy. All right. So tell us, my guest is Heather Heil, who is the business director of business development at the
big
Green
title.
Bay Children's Music. It is a big title.
Woo!
And to be honest, I don't think it totally encapsulates everything you do there. I mean, I'm sure you develop business, but I mean, you seem like you kind of do a lot more stuff.
It is a non-for-profit, so anyone who's ever worked in non-for-profit knows that if a toilet gets clogged with a truck that a child puts down there, someone needs to fish it out. So we kind of all are a team, and we do what we have to do to get it done.
I want to make jokes, but I remember that you're working at it. Okay. Let's tell us about what's coming up after we read this text. Craig Kinnett, thank you, Conrad, says, also, the Children's Museum. Oh, he says, wait a minute. Also, this is just about the Children's Museum, he says, is amazing. A great place for the little ones. Thank you, Craig.
Craig, thank you so very much. That's amazing.
A lot of people judge him. I think he's a good guy. No, he's been on the show. Craig's a great guy. And he works with kids. He makes movies. He teaches them how to make movies at the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's
Craig, we
dude.
Should talk.
Yeah. Craig?
We do stuff with the Boys and Girls Club, too. So I would love to collaborate and do something
Absolutely.
And afford some opportunities to more children.
I think we did something pretty special
you
here tonight.
You really did. So, Craig, thank you. It's a great space. We're trying to expand. We have 10 exhibits. We have some more coming. Hi!
We have a
walk-by. John Mino.
I know. Picture of John Mino.
Get him.
I'm trying to get my camera.
Okay, here we
John's
go. I'll fill when he does
Can you
that.
Duck, Heather?
Sorry, hold on. Live radio, baby!
Wow, I have not seen John for a while. That was nice. And now people say, have you seen John Mino lately? And I'll say, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I've
he
seen him.
He just did a walk-by. I want to get a photo walking by, too.
Yeah,
can I do that?
Do that. Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. That's so fun. I love that. If you haven't checked out your socials yet, do that, because that's really fun with these walk-bys.
Oh, no, I have. Absolutely. I'm sort of the...
I know. No, I'm saying, if someone listening has not seen these on the socials...
You were telling me to check out the... I thought Heather thought I was that detached from my own...
I know it's Conrad. We all know that it's... No. Okay.
All right.
We digress.
All right. And Jim Denny says on social media, he's watching on Facebook, he says, found you. Yes, Jim probably encountered
Welcome.
Idea Fest, which is also great, but we're glad to have you here tonight, Jim. So thank you for the text. So, all right, can you tell us about this really cool thing? We've got about a minute and a half before we have to do the news, and then we'll do your John Candy quiz. But, I mean, what do you want to start? The Santa Breakfast, you said, is almost sold out. What about John Kelly and the Fusion Express Orchestra?
John Kelly, who is a local... icon with music, will play a concert for us as a fundraiser at Gather on Broadway in November. And you can look on our socials for all of the information for that. And again, an adults evening where we just come and have music and we actually have Santa Claus for adults. And Santa offers this time to actually have one-on-one recordings that if you need something for your child, that he will take that time to let them know if he's received their list and how they're doing, if they're good or bad or...
That is
Nobody's
so cool.
bad, but yeah, so that's kind of a fun opportunity for that. And then also we have the Breakfast with Santa coming up where that's four families at Mackinac's, and it's all of the things under one roof. So we have a snow queen there. We have Santa there. We have elves there. You can make gingerbread. You can have hot chocolate.
Wow.
You can flip pancakes. You can eat pancakes. You all of the things.
Flipping pancakes. How's that for a segue, right?
That is a great segue.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do intermission, and then we will be back for Act Two.
Intermission, I like that.
Also known as the Civic Media has a crack news team, and they are outstanding. But it's intermission for me because I go use the facilities, or I just go out.
Okay.
It's telling me to wrap it up with this tattoo hand. That's how I know he means business.
And two.
We're coming back, and Heather is going to take our John Candy quiz. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. That it won't take long, my Lord.
If it happens in Wisconsin, you'll hear
local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Two former presidents with statements following what law enforcement's calling today's targeted shooting at Utah Valley University that left conservative political activist Charlie Kirk dead. Former President George W. Bush saying, "Today, a young man was murdered in cold blood while expressing his political views. It happened on a college campus where the open exchange of opposing ideas should be sacrosanct." And former President Bill Clinton saying, "I hope we all go through some serious introspection and redouble our efforts to engage and debate passionately yet peacefully." Kirk was speaking outdoors to students on campus when he was shot. Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
"This is a dark day for our state. It's a tragic day for our nation. And I want to be very clear that this is a political assassination."
Cox says that a person of interest is in custody and another person has been booked on obstruction of justice charges. This is ABC News.